Hopeful Hearts for the Wrens. The Wrens, Book 3, written by Vicky Beebe and read by Bethan Rose Young. The first thing Sally Hartley saw when she stepped onto the stony path outside Kyness Signal Station was the glint of copper in a puddle.
Oh, look, a penny!
She stooped to check it was lying head-side up before seizing it. She waved it in the face of her friend and sister-wren, Mary Griffiths.
See a penny, pick it up, and all day long you'll have good luck.
Mary raised her eyes heavenwards as though praying for help.
Don't tell me you actually believe that.
Before Sally could draw breath to reply, Mary went on,
No, don't bother to answer. After 2 years, I know how seriously you take your superstitions. You can scoff all you like, Sally said, tucking the penny into her pocket. But thanks to this, it's going to be a good day.
And despite her weariness from a whole night spent on watch, she set off to Stromness with an extra spring in her step. She had the rest of the day and the whole of tomorrow free. The sun was shining and a skylark soared and dived overhead, filling the air with its joyful song. It promised to be a perfect summer's day, and who knew, with the help of her lucky penny, perhaps it would turn out to be even better than she had thought. She couldn't resist a glance across the water to the island of Hoy. With its towering cliffs and hills, Hoy could be seen from just about anywhere in Orkney's West Mainland, and in the 18 months she had been in Orkney, Sally had become accustomed to orienting herself by it. On the days it wasn't shrouded in mist, at any rate. However, in the past 7 months, it had become something more. For Adam Clark, the man she had been in love with ever since she had first seen him in Whitby before the war, had arrived in Orkney just before Christmas and was serving in Lyness on Hoy, the main naval base in Orkney. Although he had promised to keep in touch now they were based so close to each other, his letters had been few and far between, and she had only seen him in Stromness twice since bumping into him last Christmas. It was a painful reminder that although she knew in her heart they were perfect for each other, the message hadn't got through to Adam yet. As far as he was concerned, Sally was just a girl he knew from home. Sally stuck her hand into her pocket and closed it around her lucky penny. Maybe today was the day that all changed. She had to believe Adam would return her feelings soon. She didn't know how much longer her heart could bear the constant weight of longing.
What are your plans for the day?
She asked Mary in an attempt to banish her suddenly gloomy thoughts.
Breakfast, sleep, and then write a letter to Joe, Mary replied.
A shadow seemed to pass over her face. I haven't heard from him in over a month. I hope he's all right. Iris hasn't heard from Rob either.
I'm sure it's just the post acting up, Sally said. With all that's going on in Sicily, I expect the mail from the Mediterranean must be in chaos.
Mary's sweetheart, Joe, had sailed for the Mediterranean after Christmas. Their friend, Iris Treddick, also had a sweetheart on the same ship. Sally felt for them both as they lived from one rare letter to the next. It was important to remember that her heartache couldn't compare with Mary and Iris's, who constantly dreaded news of their loved one's injury, capture, or death. She especially felt for Mary, whose fiancé had been killed at the start of the war. She had only dared to acknowledge her feelings for Joe at Christmas, then had been forced to say goodbye to him the very next day. Sometimes life seemed unbearably cruel. Mary gave her a wan smile.
I'm sure you're right. No news is good news, after all.
She drew a deep breath.
Anyway, it's a lovely day, too good to waste. Perhaps I'll walk up to the Hurdles later. I'd like to send a sketch of Curlew Croft to Joe, remind him of the good times we've spent there. I'm sure he'll love that.
Then, as they continued their walk, the conversation turned to what film was showing at the Garrison Theatre that evening. The temporary gloom lifted from Sally's heart, and she looked forward to the luck the coming day would bring.